好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的话语是我们生命当中的灵粮。
God's word is the spiritual bread of our life.
也是我们每天呼吸的氧气。
Also, that's the oxygen for our daily breath.
若是没有神的话语，属神的儿女是没有生命的。
Without God's words and God's children, there's no life.
今天讲到的题目是因信称义的本质。
The sermon title today is The Essence of Justification by Faith.
讲到以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's just pray to God.
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你在罗马书花了大量的篇幅去讲关于因信称义的真理。
In the book of Romans, and you just use a lot of space to explain about the justification by faith.
从第三章到第五章，你一直在不断地强调因信称义。
From chapter 3 to 5, and you just continuously just like emphasize justification by faith.
到今天是第五章的结尾的这部分了。
Today, and it is the end of the chapter 5.
仿佛我们也开始体会到，你要借着保罗做一个封顶之作，要做一个小结了。
And we can see that you just through Paul, you want to give us a conclusion.
这就是今天讲到题目，因信称义的本质的由来了。
And this is the origin of today's the title.
求主继续的带领我们。
Lord, may you continue to guide us.
让我们靠主得胜。
So we can just triumph just by you.
靠着圣灵行走天路。
With the Holy Spirit, we can walk on the heavenly path.
在这空虚悖逆的世道当中，为主做明灯。
In this emptiness and rebellious stage, we can just be the light for you.
做明好美好的见证。
And to witness for you.
谢谢恩主。
Thank you, Lord.
听祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，因信称义的本质。
The essence of justification by faith.
要当年马丁路德宗教改革的底气从哪儿来呢？
So where's the basis of the Martin Luther's religious reform?
有的时候我也对此是百思不得其解啊。
Sometimes I just could not figure out.
呀，整个罗马帝国的势力那么强，他一个小萝卜头怎么会有那么大的底气和信心呢？
The Roman Emperor with such a high just the power, how can Martin Luther with this kind of basis?
他有一本他自己写了本书，叫做Here I Stand.
Martin Luther wrote a book and named Here I Stand.
Yeah, 这中文的翻译就是这是我的立场。
And the Chinese says is that 这是我的立场。
Yeah, 鼓励弟兄姐妹读一读这本书。
And each brother, sister, just read this book.
这本书读了，你就晓得我们基督教是怎么来的。
So once you read this book, you will understand the origin of the Christianity.
Yeah, 世界上有天主教。有东正教，还有我们其实被称为 Protestant 更正教，或者是反对宗。
So they're Catholic, Orthodox, and we are just like a Protestant.
那反对什么呢
？So what do we protest about?
其实就是反对当时的罗马教皇了。
That is to against the Pope of the Roman Emperor.
那为什么反对他呢
？So why do we disagree with him?
一个是敬拜玛利亚。
Because they worship Mary.
一个是封人为圣。
Also, just put the people just as a saint.
第三就是贩卖赎罪券。
And the third, they just sell the like a redemption ticket.
Yeah, 这是当时马丁路德所面对的世界的宗教的周围的环境，对吧
？So that is environment during the time and for Martin Luther to face.
圣灵可能历年来给了不少人有这样的感动，但是。最后是马丁路德回应了上帝的呼召，去进行宗教改革。
So all the years, many people they have the reflection about this, but just through Martin Luther and he just have this the reform.
当我们今天回头去回溯、去发掘、看看马丁路德到底他的勇气从何而来的时候呢
？So when we just look at where the courage for Martin Luther to come from,
那首先就要问他的圣经依据在哪里，对吧
？First, we need to look at what's the evidence for him just for the from the Bible.
其实就是今天我们要讲的因信称义的本质，这就是马丁路德的底气啊。
Actually, that is the essence of the justification by faith, and that's Martin Luther's basis.
刚才祷告的时候也说了，保罗用了大量的篇幅，第三章。到第五章一直来强调因信称义的真理啊。
In the previous prayer, I also mentioned from chapters 3 to 5, and Paul just devoted a lot of space to explain about the justification.
今天我们要碰到因信称义的本质知道了。
And today we'll talk about the essence of justification by faith.
我们来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
什么是因信称义的本质呢？
So what is the essence of justification by faith?
第一点，我们先谈罪与死的纠缠。
The first point is the entanglement of sin and death.
我们对罪和死的概念可能都有一些风闻，有一些理解，有一些听说，对吧？
So our concept about sin, maybe we already just have some understanding.
但是我们可能很多人对罪的危害的认识并不是太清楚的。
However, we may not be very clear about the dangers of sin.
呀，我们的道德底线，我们的行为规范不是那么的 tight， 比较松动，对吧？
Our morality bottom line may be kind of loose.
我们总觉得好像撒点小谎啊。
We may just think that there's just tell a little lie.
说点假话呀。
And to tell a few false words.
好像也无伤大雅呀。
And we thought it's no harm.
殊不知罪就是这样渐渐的成了人生命的常态的，知道不？
So little do we know that sin just has gradually become the norm for people.
以至于罪真是能够进入人们的日常生活，而人们可以却对它无感呢。
And for people, just that they just have no feeling about it in their daily life.
无感呢，一定会过渡到无知啊。
And with no feeling, what just became those ignorance.
等到罪在自己生命长大成形，形成那个珊瑚礁壳壳的时候呢，人就变成无奈了。
And at the end, they go to extreme. They just become helplessness.
首先是罪的泛滥。
First, the prevalence of sin.
呀，罪竟然会泛滥。
So sin will be prevailed.
其实这是保罗神学的一大贡献呢。
Actually, that is a major contribution to Paul's theology.
要从始祖亚当开始呢？
Starting from the ancestor Adam.
明明不就是只有一个人犯罪，一个家庭在犯罪吗？
It was obviously only one person who sinned.
但是我们从以后的世代来观察看呢？
However, just from our perspective in later generations,
我们会发现罪已经成为一种普世性的现象了。
And we will see that sin is already a universal phenomenon.
我们这个人呢，一出生什么都没有做。
So when we are born, before we have even done anything,
什么都还没想明白，就已经拥有一个罪人的身份了。
And before we have even just thought about anything, and we already have an identity of a sinner.
人这一生的道路走来呢？
As we walk through life,
我们不难发现，总是有罪的相伴相随啊。
It's not hard to find that sin always accompanies us.
而且是挥之不去，缠绕一生啊。
And also it's lingering and it's haunting us through our life.
小孩子刚出生没多久就知道一个东西是我的，我的，都是我的，不能是你的。
Once the baby was born, and the people just say, it's mine, it's mine.
这个贪婪从小就发现了。
So we can just see just from childhood we have this greedy.
而且说不得，碰不得，内心的骄傲也极度的膨胀。
Also the pride in the heart, it's also just kind of exploded.
一个人的成长在性格的形成就受到这个贪婪与骄傲的捆绑，到老到死都不会撇得清楚啊。
So just from our birth, and with kind of greed and also kind of this kind of heart, it just also just go with us.
呀，保罗在今天的经文讲得很明白啊。
Paul makes it very clear here.
他说这就如罪是从一个人入了世界，对吧？
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man.
而死又是从罪而来的。
And death through sin.
呀，于是死就临到众人了。
And so that spread to all men.
因为众人都犯了罪。
Because all sinned.
这是我们认罪的神学基础，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is a theological basis for our confession.
也是我们悔改的前提啊。
Also, this is a prerequisite for our repentance.
很多非信徒、非基督徒就很不理解，怎么你们基督徒一天到晚要认罪悔改呢？
So a lot of unbelievers, they could not understand why you have to just repent all the time.
承认人是一个罪人，是上帝赐给我们极高的智慧。
It's the greatest wisdom God gave us to admit we're a sinner.
一个没有神智慧的人是不会意识到自己是一个罪人的。
A person just without the ability to confess is a sinner, and actually that's just the way it is.
这一切都是罪的泛滥的后果。
It is the consequence of the prevalence of sins.
要其次是死亡的权柄。
Secondly, the authority of death.
什么是死亡权柄呢？
What is the authority of death?
死亡权柄就是让世人成为亚当的后人。
the authority of death is to make everyone in the world become the descendants of Adam.
以至于世人都伏在死亡的权柄之下。
So that everyone in the world is subject to the authority of death.
呀，世人不是因为犯了罪而成为罪人。
So it's not the people just become a sinner because they commit sins.
乃是因为你生来就是个罪人。
But it's because they were born as a sinner.
所以你会犯罪。
Therefore, you would sin.
那这两者关系大家搞得清楚啊。
So we need to make it clear about this relationship.
我们不是因为犯了罪变成罪人，乃是你就是罪人，所以会犯罪。
It's not because we sin, so we become a sinner. It's just because we are the sinner, so we would sin.
而由罪到死亡是怎么知道的呢？
So how do we know from sin to death?
呀，是在律法中显明出来的呀。
It is revealed in the law.
那怎么知道是律法呢？
How do we know it's from the law?
就是上帝的吩咐就是律法，对吧？
Because it's God's command.
在亚当夏娃人类第一个家庭当中。
So in Adam and Eve, this first family,
耶和华神就有了吩咐啊。
God has a command to them.
就吩咐说那树上的果子你不可以吃啊。
God just told them, you cannot eat that fruit on the tree.
这句话就是神对人类的第一律法。
That is a first command from God.
当然这属于是负面律法，正面的律法你要管理天下的万物啊。
Of course, and it sounds like it's a negative part, but a positive part is you need to manage all the things.
你管理天上的飞鸟、海里的鱼、地上的各样的活物，对吧？
And they need to just manage the bird on the sky and also the living creature on the ground.
人做管家也是上帝的律法呀，大家想到没有？
Have you ever thought about this? To be a steward for God, and that is also God's law.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这是耶和华神对人类的吩咐啊。
Because that's a God's command to human.
这就是律法，也是第一律法。
And that is the command also that's the first law for mankind.
如果上帝没有吩咐，换句话讲，如果没有律法的话呢？
So if God has not commanded it, that means if there's no law.
那亚当吃了也就吃了。
Then Adam would just have eaten.
上帝也不会算你为罪。
And God would not count it as sin.
但是上帝的确吩咐了你不可吃，这句话一说完你就不可以吃了。
However, God did command. So when God said that, you just cannot eat that.
你要问为什么吗？
So, do you want to ask the
reason why? 很简单，因为上帝是公义的。
Very simple, because God is righteous.
公义的就表明上帝是正确的，上帝是对的，上帝有权柄，上帝是唯一的，上帝是独立的，独一的真神。大家清楚这个道理吗？
God is righteous, meaning He is the only God, and He is the right one.
呀，因为上帝有吩咐，所以亚当做了这件事情，就算为他的罪。
Because God already commanded.Adam and he ate it, so it just considered, counted as sin.
我们再往下慢慢的观察。
So let's just go further. Let's
从亚当到摩西意味着什么呢？
From Adam to Moses, what does that mean?
意味着上帝的拯救从个体向群体转移了。
That means that God's salvation extends from individuals to groups.
在西乃山上，因着律法。
On Mount Sinai, because of the law.
律法就是从个体向群体延伸，对不对？
The law extends from individuals to groups.
以致慢慢的发展成为一个普世的规矩。
And it becomes universal rules.
因着律法，世人都被定罪，无一例外。
Because of the law, everyone in the world is condemned without exception.
从此，亚当就成为罪人的代表。
From then on, Adam became a representative of sinners.
也如今天经文所说的，是那以后要来之人的预象，指的就是亚当。我们都是亚当的后裔。
Just as the Bible said, that is who was a type of the one who was to come.
亚当的后裔本质是什么呢？
Adam's descendants and what is the essence?
就是落在死亡的权柄之下嘛。
That is, we all just fall.In the authority of death.
好，最后是罪的传承啊。
Finally, the inheritance of sin.
呀，罪不但会泛滥。
Sin is not only rampant.
呀，泛滥之后呢，使得死亡有了权柄。
And but also after that, the death has the authority.
而且罪不但泛滥，还会传承啊。
So sin is not only rampant, but it also passed down.
这句话也是非常了不起的一句神学论断啊。
So this sentence is a great judgment in the theology.
Yeah, 基督借着复活宣告死亡权柄的落空。
Through resurrection, Christ declared the failure of the power of death.
那么罪却是借着死亡在亚当的后裔当中收尸。
But sin used death to collect corpses among the descendants of Adam.
这句话太重要，我讲多一遍好吗？
This is so important. Let me say one more time.
基督是借着复活宣告死亡权柄的落空。
Through resurrection, Christ declared the failure of the power of death.
罪却是借着死亡的权柄在亚当的后裔中收尸。
But sin used death to collect corpses among the descendants of Adam.
我相信我也是受了圣灵的感动而说出这一句话来。
And I believe, and I was just moved by the Holy Spirit and to say this.
如何看一个罪的传承呢？
How do we see how the sin will just pass on?
你看我们每天的生活就知道了。
Look at our daily life.
一个属神的人。
A man of God.
一个属上帝的人。
A man belong to God.
一个属圣灵的人。
A man belong to the Holy Spirit.
每天一句话，一个决定，一个动作。
Our daily words, daily decision and action.
都应该在彰显上帝的荣耀，对吧？
We should reveal the glory of God.
在这里稍稍讲讲什么是上帝的荣耀。
Let me explain a little bit more. What is the glory of God?
我发现今天的基督徒对上帝的荣耀无感无知。
I just observed that.Nowadays, the people just have no feeling or no knowledge about God's glory.
面对这个无感无知，我想上帝也对我们感到无奈了。
So when we have it, when we're indifferent to God's glory, and God just feels just kind of a helpless.
我们有没有想过什么是上帝的荣耀呢？
Have we ever thought about what is the glory of God?
我们比较多的是从以赛亚书一章六节，以赛亚看着天使基路弗的翅膀在那闪动，哈利路，阿门，阿门，阿门。哇，看到上帝的荣耀了。
So maybe we more just like it's from Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6 and just talking about to see the angels that just that's calling that the holy holy holy.
其实不用看那么晚的人，你看亚当啊。
Actually, you just look at Adam.
亚当身上充满上帝的荣耀，你能想象得到吗？
Can you imagine that Adam? He's just full of God's glory.
亚当受造以后，上帝让他干什么，知道吗？
After Adam was created, you know what God asked him to do?
让他做管家呀。
To be a steward.
管家意味着什么呢？
So what is the meaning of as a steward?
他要管理天上的飞鸟、海里的鱼、陆地上的所有的活物啊。
So God entrusts Adam just to manage the bird in the sky, also the living creature on the ground.
这是一个怎样的存在？大家想得到吗？
So what kind of existence is that?
这是要对全世界所有的物种进行管理啊。
And that is to manage.All the creatures in the world.
每一个动物都要来到亚当面前，上帝要教亚当如何给动物起名字啊。
So God just teach Adam for each animal, just come one by one, so for Adam to name them.
上帝甚至没有手把手的教他，亚当就可以给动物起名字，为什么？
It seems like God did not just teach him just one by one, and Adam just can name those animals. Why?
因为在亚当的生命里面有上帝的荣耀啊。
Because in Adam's life, he has the glory of God.
什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
智慧、恩典、能力嘛。
It's wisdom, grace, and power.
全世界有多少物种，你知道吗？
Do you know how many creatures, what are the categorized, and how many of them?
大概有五十亿种以上啊。
About 50 billion.
有多少动物你能算得清吗？
So are you able to count it, and how many kind of animals?
成千上万种。动物物种，亚当要一一的命名，一一的起名字，对吧
？It's just like thousands of millions, and Adam has to name them.
他至少要有一个，这就是胜过 AI、胜过电脑的超前、胜过后现代的所有的这个记忆力就不得了，电脑就不如他的脑子，对吧
？So for Adam, he needs to have this kind of memory power and just go beyond like today's AI.
今天的人们。搞了一个 AI， 搞了个 GPT，AI GPT， 搞了个 DeepSeek， 好像就了不起了。
Nowadays, people use like AI ChatGPT or DeepSeek, and they thought they were great.
呀，今天人们所做的一切好像多超前、多后现代，你跟老亚当比，你差太远了你。
That people just thought they're just so powerful, so wonderful, but to compare with our just that the first ancestor, they're just far just behind.
单单亚当这个记忆力就不得了。
So just talking about Adam's just his memory, and it's just wonderful.
什么 AI 在亚当面前全是手下败将。
So in front of Adam, AI they're just like that's being defeated.
谁能跟亚当比啊
？Who can compete with Adam?
亚当在犯罪以前那种超越的智慧、恩典、能力、记忆力、超前力、组织力、筹划力，举世无双啊。
So before Adam sinned, actually all those kind of ability and the power, it just go beyond all.
即使是犯罪以后的人类啊。
Even though human being after they sin.
你就看一看，看一看巴别塔的建立。
So look at the Tower of Babel.
巴别塔的建立也是超前的一个建筑。
So the construction of the Tower of Babel also, it's just kind of just like a high tech.
它里面充满了后现代所具备的一切军事、政治、文化，所有的超前的预备全部都有了。
So for the Tower of Babel, they just prepared everything, just kind of go beyond like today's all those kind of ability.
这是上帝在记载创世纪一到十一章。告诉我们一件事情，人在堕落的前后都让我们看见上帝的荣耀，听得懂吗？
So that is in like Genesis from chapter 1 to 11 and before and after, actually we can see all those power God already entrusted to us and see his glory.
有时候一讲起上帝的话语，上帝的荣耀，我心情都很难平复，激动不已。
So each time when I talked about God's glory, my mind, I just cannot just I'm just with full of the passion.
即使不讲亚当，讲亚伯拉罕好了。
Even though we don't talk about Adam, let's talk about that Abraham.
亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候，考古学发现乌尔当时就有家庭当中的烤炉、壁炉了。
So when Abraham just left his hometown Ur, actually in their family, they already have a fireplace.
直到今天，多少国家家庭里边都没有一个烧烤的壁炉啊。
Even though until today, there are actually many families, they do not even have a fireplace.
长江以北都还没有暖气呢。
Like Yangtze River and the north of that.
长江以南都还没暖气呢。
South of the Yangtze River, and they don't have like AC.
你上海住一住去，冷得你嗖嗖的，对吧？
If you live in Shanghai, you just can feel this the chill.
你去南京住一住，夏天热。
If you live in Nanjing and summer it's so hot,
冬天冷得不得了。
And winter so cold.
还不如当年亚伯拉罕离开的那个乌尔。
Just cannot compete with Ur during the time for Abraham.
上帝的荣耀，盼望弟兄姐妹能够引以为荣。我们的主是何等的荣耀的主啊
！Brother, sister, I just hope that you just be just proud of God's glory.
而这些荣耀跟耶稣基督从死里复活的荣耀比起来，小菜一碟。
However, those glory compare with Jesus Christ and just die on the cross and come to the world and just cannot just compare that.
讲到荣耀，我就多了几句嘴啊。
So when we talk about glory, I just speak a little more.
好，我们回到圣经中来，讲章中来。
Let's come back to the sermon.
然而亚当的后裔却在活老我。
However, the descendants of Adam are living the old self.
以罪人的生命散播死亡的气息。
And spreading the breath of death with the life of sinners.
那我们何以见得呢？
How can we tell?
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
其实我们只需要每天将我们每天的对话录下来，重新听一遍，你就知道你是个罪人。
In fact, we only need to record our daily conversations and listen to them again.
每天罪爬上我们生活的每一个细节、每一个细胞、每一个角落，我们不难发现的，对吧
？It's not hard to find. The sin just crawls to like every cell in our body.
你问问自己，是不是习惯了埋怨呢？
Ask yourself, are you used to complaining?
遇见事情情绪一下子起来呢
？When you face something and you just quickly have the emotion,
有什么事情总是不习惯思考，总是会反应，对吧
？When you face things, you just kind of react, but you do not respond.
我们对鼓励啊、口出恩言呢、有爱心、怜悯，甚至是无感的弟兄姐妹
，Sometimes we just have no appreciation for encouragement, words of kindness, love, and compassion.
呀，前两天就是美国有一个。飞机和直升飞黑鹰直升机在首都华盛顿相撞。
So a few days ago, there's a, like an air the traffic the accident that the two airplane just hit there's a hit each other.
出了一个 accident, 出了一个灾难呐、啊。
So it's like a disaster.
这是一个非常可怕的事情啊。
It's a very terrible thing.
67个人就活活的丧生了。
67 lives just died
想到有一些
in this car crash.
还有一些是非常优秀的花样滑冰的运动员就那么死了年轻的漂亮小姑娘 想想心里都痛对不对啊
And in the airplane, there are like several those that ice skater and they just lost their life and we just feel so sad.
但是我在网上看到有些人在那幸灾乐祸呀
However, when we look at the news on the media and some people just kind of just laugh about it.
有的时候人是因为所谓的政治正确民族正确自我正确 连人性都没了。
People like just emphasize about the accuracy of a politics or just their heart, and they just lose their mind.
听听我们平常与人对话的回放录音来听听。
Just listen to our just the our the our conversation.
我们口一张口好像不损人几句吧，他就是不安宁，就觉得不爽快。
It seems like if you don't just, you just don't feel happy if you don't say anything harmful to others.
言谈话语当中总是想着争强好胜。
And when you talk, you just always think about being competitive.
总想要与天斗、与地斗、与人斗，总要发出挑战呢。
And always want to challenge others.
Yeah, 要面子。
Want to have the face.
随处随在要羞辱人。
And want to humiliating others.
或者自己明明自己愚昧无知，总是觉得自己好像很多的了不起。
Or just being ignorant, but thought that you have a self pride.
明明懂得不多，还觉得自己博大精深呢。
Obviously, just know nothing. However, you just thought you just know everything.
这是我们生命的本质啊。
This is the nature of our life.
都因为罪与死的纠缠，你能感受得到吗
？That is the entanglement of a death and a sin. Can you understand?
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at second point.
恩赐胜过死权。
Gifts are better than the power of death.
世人在罪与死亡的纠缠中，终日劳苦愁烦，绝望凄凉。
In the entanglement of sin and death, the world is toiled, troubled, desperate, and desolate all day long.
但是因着神的爱，赐下基督耶稣为羊舍命，使凡信他的人都能够因信称义，对不对
？However, because of God's love, and Christ Jesus was given to lay down his life for the sheep, so that everyone who believes may be justified by faith.
那保罗在这里说什么呢
？So what does Paul trying to tell us?
首先，他要说的是恩赐是大于过犯的。
So first, the gift is greater than a transgression.
这好像有一点像是一个数学公式，对吧
？Is it just like a mathematical formula?
这个数学公式其实也不难理解的。
So this mathematical formula is not difficult to understand.
难的是要明白其中的意义在表达什么。
But what's the difficulty is to understand its meaning.
亚当夏娃在伊甸园里的过犯，我们都知道。
We all know about Adam and Eve's transgression.
它的结局是什么呢
？What is their outcome?
它的后果就是将罪引入到了世界嘛。
The consequence, they just introduce sin into the world.
以致世人都陷在过犯中。
Causing everyone in the world to fall into transgression.
那随之而来的是什么呢
？So what's following that?
神的咒诅就临到了。
God's curse came.
亚当他要汗流浃背才得糊口了。
Adam he has to work very hard in order to maintain his life.
神就开始亏缺了神的，人就开始亏缺了神的荣耀了。
So since then, and the human they're just short of God's glory.
可能原来同时可以记住五十亿个生物。现在可能记不住那么多了。
Maybe before he sinned, and Adam is able just to memorize all those the names of the creatures. Maybe now he couldn't.
认识动物的能力少了，认识老婆的能力也少了，认识儿女的能力也少了。
And his ability reduced just by just knowing like a creatures and his wife and his children.
这是今天为什么家庭、夫妻、亲子关系这么多的问题的。根源在这里了。
So this is the root, that is the origin, the reason why today and just that nowadays the family we got all those problems.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Because the world sinned and short of God's glory.
以致世人都陷在过犯中啊。
Therefore, the world it just fall into the transgression.
神的咒诅当然就临到了。
Of course, in this case, God's curse came.
那么最严重的结局就是神人关系进入一种阻隔的状态中。
The worst.Just that outcome is the relation between God and man just also enter the state of isolation.
按理说这个世界就如此这般下去呗。
So supposedly, the world just continue just like this.
但是谁叫神就是爱呢
？However, God is love.
神他是爱的缘故，他决定因着爱要施行拯救啊。
Because of God's love, God decided to save us.
如果要让拯救能够成立的话呢？
In order for salvation to be established,
那就必须有一样东西是能够大过人的过犯，对不对
？Then there must be something greater than human transgression.
所以这个等号就变成大于，对吧
？So the equal sign just become a greater than.
否则就担当不起人的罪孽啊。
Otherwise, we just cannot afford the sin.
上帝用什么方式担当这个罪孽呢
So how did God, what kind of method God used to just appear and this thing?
耶稣基督的道成肉身就是他的方式。
So his method, that is for Jesus Christ to come to this world.
基督的救恩也因着这个缘故，他将这个恩赐来带到人世间了。
So Christ gave us salvation, came to the world.
目的是能够 bear, 能够担当起世人的罪孽。
And just bore the sins of the world.
呀，简言之呢，基督舍命的恩赐就大过亚当过犯的沉重啊。
In short, the gift of Christ's sacrifice is greater than the weight of Adam's transgression.
这个真理非常重要，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this truth is so important.
这是基督的神人二性的神子那一个部分所说明的道理。
So that is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
因为他是神的儿子，所以他能够担当起这个罪孽来。
Because he is the Son of God, so he's able to bear the sins.
其次呢，是恩典临到世人了。
Secondly, grace comes to the world.
那么救恩又是如何临到世人的呢？
So how does salvation come to the world?
或者说如何理解，怎能相信神的恩典就那么白白赐下的呢？
In other words, how can we understand and believe that God's grace is so freely given to us?
神的恩典不但赐下，而且使我们能够得救的呢？
Not only give us grace, also save us.
保罗在今天的经文当中也特别强调这一点呢。
In today's verses, Paul emphasizes.
这个强调也仿佛是一个数学的公式啊。
This emphasizes just like a mathematical formula.
他说：“若因一个人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王。”
For if of one man's trespass, death reigns through that one man.
Yeah, 更何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因基督耶稣一人在生命中作王吗？
Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man Jesus Christ.
保罗这是拿亚当和基督耶稣做 对比啊。
So Paul just comparing Adam with Christ.
因为基督会被是被称为末后的亚当，对吧？
Because the Christ is talking about the end of the Adam.
在基督耶稣里，上帝有一个 new creation, 一个新的创造。
In Christ Jesus, God has a new creation.
呀，亚当一个人犯罪。
Adam just sinned by himself.
就使世人都犯了罪。
Then the whole world sinned.
那么神岂不能因为耶稣基督是生命之主、万王之王、生命之王，而使得世人因基督的救赎而得救呢？
Then couldn't God, because Christ Jesus is the Lord and the King of life, enable the world to be saved through Christ's redemption?
呀，如此看来，因信称义的恩典如此临到给凡相信他的人，不是理所应当的吗？
So from this point of view, isn't it natural that the grace of justification by faith should come to all those who believe in Him?
大家有没有看懂、听懂这个真理呢？
Do you understand that this truth?
好，最后是在过犯中称义。
Finally, justified in transgression.
这个就更加不得了的一个真理了。
This is also even great.
呀，耶稣说有病的人才需要医生啊。
Jesus said that only the sick need the doctor.
同样，有罪的人才需要救恩嘛。
And only the sinful need salvation.
同样的道理，无罪的人是不需要救赎啊。
In the same way, sinless people do not need salvation.
无病的人也不需要医生啊。
And disease-free people do not need doctors.
所以我们也不必害怕人的过犯了，对不对？
Therefore, we do not need to fear the transgressions of man.
无论是自己还是他人，陷在过犯中的时候，为什么那么紧张呢？
So whether it is yourself or others who have committed transgressions, why are you so nervous?
我们有的时候心里边很紧张，别人犯的错，对吧？
Sometimes we're so nervous when somebody made a mistake.
哎呀，这个人怎么那么直不配位啊？
What happened to this guy? And he just doesn't deserve his position.
当领导的怎么说话还是这样不老练呢？
So being the leader, how come your talking is so immature?
他为什么这么推卸责任呢？
Why he just do not bear responsibility?
为什么他这么来欺负我呢？
Why can he just mistreat me?
大家听懂那个问题所在吗？
Do you understand about the nature of the
issue? 好像是别人犯个什么错，自己也得要跟着他犯似的。
It seems like when someone made a mistake, but you just can't suffer with him.
我们的态度应该是什么呢？
What kind of attitude should we have?
如果有人在过犯中，我们心里边清楚，上帝的恩典救恩是大过他的过犯的。
So when someone has a transgression, we need to understand God's grace is bigger, greater than his sins.
这是我们内心中的底气啊。
So that's the basis in our heart.
这也是我们心里边之所以会有平安的原因啊。
That is the reason we have peace.
他犯错就为他祷告了。
He has a mistake. We just pray for him.
为什么要拿别人犯的错来惩罚自己呢？
Why punish yourself with other people's mistake?
而这种拿他人的错来惩罚自己，成为世人的习惯，这是很奇怪的事情。
So that's a world habit to punish ourselves by using other people's mistake.
我们信了耶稣的人。
So we are the one, we believe in Jesus.
我们是朝着一个方向慢慢行走的。
We just move on the path, just toward one direction.
我们正在走天路啊。
We're walking on the heavenly path.
我们正在与神同行啊。
We're walking with the Lord.
你知道这意味着什么吗？
Do you know what that means?
这是上帝要恢复他起初人犯罪以先在亚当里边所赐给我们的智慧啊，对不对？
So God wants to restore the wisdom before man sinned.
当你的智慧越来越多的时候
When your wisdom just growing more and more
你怎能重新又回到亚当的里边在泥潭里边打滚呢
And how can you just go back and to Adam and just fall into those kind of the filthiness
如果我们的生命回到老亚当的生命光景当中上帝甚至要赐给我们珍珠般的宝贵不给了
So when we just try to just stay just go back to the old AdamAnd God just cannot give us the so-called the pearl. God just wanted to take it away.
因为我们可能活得没有上帝的荣耀，反倒像猪一般的污秽肮脏，对吧？
Because and in this case, we're short of God's glory, and we're just filthy, just like this pig.
一个拥有上帝荣耀的人
，a person with God's glory
是应该明白一个真理的。
And we should understand about the truth.
明白人只要真心悔改归向主。
That is as long as we sincerely repent and turn to the Lord.
上帝都有恩典和能力施行拯救的。
God has a grace and power to save you.
最关键的是什么呢？
The most important thing is.
基督是一次性的喂养舍命。
So Christ laid down his life for us once, only once.
向神献上的赎罪祭就足够了。
And he just offered his life and only once, that's enough.
在基督献上这个一次性的赎罪祭之前呢？
So before, and Jesus just laid down his life to offer to God before that.
上帝让以色列人献祭献了几千年。
God just allowed the Israelites just to send this offering just for
thousands of
years.
无休止的献燔祭、赎罪祭，次年大祭司仍然还要继续的献祭，对吧？
So at the time, the Israelites had to offer burnt offerings and a sin offering endlessly, and the high priest would continue to offer sacrifices of all the years.
但是基督则因一次的义行。
But Christ was just one act of righteousness.
众人也就被称义得生命了。
So all people just were released justification and a life for just for all men.
这是上帝的荣耀啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's glory.
什么荣耀你能体会得到吗
？Can you just understand feel what kind of glory it is?
上帝的救赎，上帝的恩赐，大过人的过犯。
God's redemption and grace is greater than.People's sins.
这样的真理想想都心里边激动不已，对吧？
When we think about this kind of the grace, we're just full of the passion.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
要义与称义的主啊。
Righteousness and the Lord of justification.
神的义是一回事。
The righteousness of God is one thing.
那么被神称义则是另外一回事情，对吧？
But being justified by God is another.
这其中唯有我们的主。
So among them, only our Lord
才是因信称义的道路、真理和生命，对吧
？Only Him, our Lord, is the way, truth, and life for justification by faith.
啊，首先顺服使人称义。
First, obedience justifies.
我们大概是很难想象基督顺服天父所带给我们的意义。我猜。
It may be difficult for us to imagine the meaning that Christ's obedience.To the Father just brings to us.
有没有想过原因？为什么呢
？Have you thought about the reason?
因为基督的顺服是基督为我们，是耶稣为我们舍命的前提啊。
Because Christ's obedience is a prerequisite for Jesus to lay down His life for us.
我们回想耶稣在世上的日子，对吧
？Let's think about the life that Jesus was in the world.
如果耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告没有然而后面的话呢？
If Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane did not include the following word, nevertheless.
还记得基督的然而后面所说的话吗？
Do you know what Jesus said after the word nevertheless?
他祷告的时候说然而照父神的旨意而行啊。
Jesus said, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
作为一个人子的耶稣， 他也觉得心里边难过，为什么上帝要把他钉上十字架呢？
As a son of man, Jesus also just can't feel sad why he has to be crucified on the cross.
为什么上帝要把一个无罪的人子耶稣钉在木头上呢？
Why God just want to just nail him on the wood and just like as a son of man?
但是基督他说了然而后面的话。
And Jesus just said this word, nevertheless.
如果没有基督的顺服。
If there's no Jesus obedience,
那么我们今天仍旧活在没有盼望的光景中啊，弟兄姐妹。
In this case, we're still in the hopelessness.
我们也可以想一想，凭什么叫神的儿子被骂、被挂在木头上，对不对？
And we may just ask why Jesus has to lay down his life on the cross.
凭什么要让无罪的耶稣被神咒诅呢？
So why? And he has no sin and he's been cursed.
基督又没有犯罪。
Christ Jesus has not sinned.
他凭什么要为你我上十字架舍命呢？
Why should he lay down his life on the cross for you and me?
但是在这里让我们看见三位一体真神团契的一条心，对吧？
And here, and we see the triune God and just with the same mind.
他们彼此配搭，施行拯救。
So they co-work with each other and just perform salvation.
这其中的关键就离不开基督对天父的顺服啊。
And the key is that it is inseparable from the obedience of Jesus Christ.
我们今天所有的顺服都是基于效法基督对天父的顺服。
So our obedience today is just to imitate Jesus Christ's obedience.
其次呢，是罪多恩典也显多呀。
Secondly, where sin abounds, grace abounds.
这个其实是一个逻辑上的一个命题，它是一个充分条件，而非必要条件。
This is a logically sufficient condition, not a necessary condition.
当然，也可以是一个简单的数学公式了。
In fact, this is also a simple mathematic formula.
呀，最多的地方，恩典就显多。
Where sins abound, grace abounds.
这我们都很熟悉，对吧？
And we're familiar with this, right?
罪呢，不分大小，也不分多少，人一犯了一条罪，就等于犯了众条。这都是我们 熟悉的属灵的数学公式、啊、
Also, this formula we're familiar. That is, sins are no matter how big or small they are.
但是赦免罪就有些不一样了，弟兄姐妹。
However, the forgiveness is different.
神赦免我们的罪不假。
It's true. God forgives our sins.
但是他赦免一条与赦免百条是不同的。
However, forgiving one sin is different from forgiving 100 sins.
赦免的我们的罪孽多，显出恩典就多来了。
Because when God'sThis forgiveness is more also, and His grace is more.
这是数量上来看，对吧？
It is from the number.
从本质上看，质量上看也是不一样的呀。
But in essence, in the nature, it's also different.
赦免一个偷盗罪与赦免一个杀人罪是不是有不同呢？
It's a different forgiving the sin of theft, also, and forgiving the sins of murder.
也会显示出恩典在本质上的区别。
It also shows the essential difference between grace.
当然我们不能回头去纠结逻辑上的这个逆命题，这是不行的。
Of course, we cannot just go back and arguing about this the topics in the logic.
就是我们不能因为要显出神的恩典多少或者大小来，所以多多去犯罪，这是错误的。
Because we just cannot sin a lot just because we want to show the extent of or magnitude of God's grace.
这就本末倒置了神的恩典啊。
And this just puts a cart before the horse of God's grace.
也就是圣经所说的，这样就是亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
In this case, it's just like the Bible says, falls short of God's glory.
人的诡诈在钻上帝的控制，但是你没有上帝的智慧的。
We cannot just control that just with our greed. We just, in this case, we're just lack of God's wisdom.
好，最后就是义作王，人得生。
In the end, righteousness reigns and the people live.
同样，保罗怎么说呢？
Likewise, Paul said.
他说：“就如罪作王，叫人死。”
So that a sin just reigned in death.
那么照样，恩典也借着义作王，叫我们的主耶稣基督，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们可能比较喜欢神的恩典，对吧？
So maybe we just love God's grace.
呀，神要为我们舍命，使我们因他得救，何乐而不为呢？
So it is great. God just died for us and it is so we are saved.
耶稣要做我们的救主，好啊。
It's great. And Jesus be our Savior.
但是一旦 我们要想到基督要做我们的主，我们可能心里就不乐意了。
However, once a Lord would be our God, and
we just do not
like that. A lot of times, we just do not want to give a sovereignty to our Lord.
心里边总有一些底线是不想给神的。
There are always some just the bottom line. We do not just give it to God.
Yeah, 恩典上帝给我可以，让我顺服基督难了。
It's okay. I receive God's grace, but if you want me to just obey to God, it's hard.
我们不要忘了。一个真理的前提啊。
However, we just cannot just ignore the premise.
神的恩典必须在真理的基础上运行啊。
That is, God's grace must operate on the basis of truth.
也就是神的义彰显的前提之下才得以进行的。
And that is on the premise that God's righteousness is manifested.
教会如果不行真理的话呢？
If a church does not practice the truth,
那么所做的一切都是伪命题了。
Then everything it does will be false.
Yeah, 神的恩典也就成了世人的小恩小惠了。
And God's grace will become a small favor for the world.
Yeah, 今天很多教会在宣讲真理的时候也是有些似是而非的。
Nowadays, and some churches, when they just proclaim about the God's truths, and they just have some like a false information.
比如说他觉得公平就等于公义，可能吗？
For example, and they said fairness,Is the equals to God's righteousness? Is that possible?
人世间好像人人都想得一个公平。
Seems like a people in the world like to be being fair.
但是你就其本质上来讲，他不过是想得到自己的一份利益，对吧
？However, in essence, they just want to receive their own benefit.
在这个世上，只有上帝的公义难倒人世间的公平。
In this world, there's only God's righteousness.
公平是人的期望。
Fairness is a people's expectation.
公义是上帝的同在。
Righteousness is God's presence.
当神的公义在掌权的时候呢？
When God's justice reigns,
呀，恩典才有可能称之为是恩典。
Then grace can be called grace.
其实公平是恩典的一个部分，大家能想得到吗？
Have you thought about this great fairness? That is, it's part of God's grace.
我们十个人坐在这里。
So 10 people sitting here.
每人分一个苹果。
Each one receive an apple.
凭什么？
Why?
如果没有神的恩典，凭什么你能得一个苹果？
Without God's grace, how can you receive this apple?
你到监狱里边试试。
Go to the jail, try.
牢头就把你的苹果抢过来了，你没有得吃。
And the janitor, he would just took away your apple.
只能是我吃剩的丢给你吃。
And they would just give you the leftover.
那除非是上帝的公义在哪里？
Unless God's righteousness is there.
与律法、与狱卒、与典狱长坐在那，让每个人都分人。恩典也借着这个机会彰显出来，人有一个公平的分配。
So through and this and the jail, the janitor, and they just provide to you, and this reveal just God's grace.
这些道理要逐日学讲吧。
So with all this truth, we can just talk more in Sunday
school. 当我们的主耶稣基督作王的时候呢
？So when our Lord Jesus Christ be the King.
因信称义才成为可能啊。
In this case, justification by faith is possible.
那么信耶稣得永生，才有可能成为信徒的可行之道。
And then believing Jesus and receiving eternal life is the only feasible way to become a believer.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
因信称义的本质。
The essence of justification by faith.
目的就是使我们脱离罪与死的缠绕，对不对
？The purpose is to free us from the entanglement of sin and death.
与此同时呢，基督耶稣救赎的恩赐。
The gift of salvation in Christ Jesus
也使我们能够胜过死亡的捆绑
enables us to overcome the bondage of death
好让我们真实能够跨越过犯对我们的牢笼
and also the prison of the transgression
因着基督的顺服
because of Christ's obedience
神将基督耶稣他升为至高
God has the highly exalted him
又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名
And bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣基督的名无不屈膝。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
并且是无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
当荣耀归于父神的时候。
So when the glory of God, the glory go to the Father.
人就有可能处在与神同荣的光景中。
Then it's possible for the mankind to share the glory with God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们今天这堂因信称义的本质之道。
Lord, we thank you for giving us a sermon today at the justification by faith of the essence.
谢谢主，你帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you to help us.
赐给我们有智慧啊。
Please give us wisdom.
帮助我们晓得如何脱离罪与死的捆绑。
Help us to understand how to just the get rid of the entanglement of death and sin.
也让我们晓得原来恩赐是胜过过犯。
And also let us understand that gifts is just greater than our sins.
让我们晓得顺服基督的顺服的意义。
And also understand the meaning for Christ's obedience.
谢谢主，听祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.